The Holy Gospel today is read according to St. Matthew in the 14th chapter. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. Just before that had been the feeding of the 5,000, and the crowd was all around. Jesus sends his disciples off, but he himself went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, and they said, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon today is the gospel lesson which you read before. Jesus walking on the water. The disciples quivering in fear, saying, "It's a ghost!" And Peter, I've never really understood whether it was because he just wasn't sure and wanted some proof, or whether he was so amazed that his Lord was there that he couldn't stand not being closer to him, saying, "Lord, if it's your..."
Oops. A few minutes of the sermon were not recorded. Pastor Schelp continued by illustrating how Peter is a perfect example of what it is like to be human, wanting to follow Jesus, but struggling with our insecurities and imperfections. Peter often acts quickly without thinking, such as when he wanted to cut off the soldier's ear with a sword and Jesus said, "Put that thing away," or when Peter says he will not deny Jesus and then shortly later denies him three times within a three-hour time span. Pastor Schelp then mentioned that this sermon is in the second part of the church year that we often call the Sundays after the Pentecost or the Sundays after the Trinity. The first part of the church year covers the life of Jesus from Advent and his birth through his ministry to his entry into Jerusalem, his arrest and crucifixion, his resurrection and ascension. This is where the recording resumes again. With Jesus entering into Jerusalem, and a few moments later, Pastor Schelp talks about what the second part of the church year is about. Pastor Schelp now continues with Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday.
"And goes to Jerusalem to suffer and to die and to rise again and to show himself unto many and finally to ascend again to his Father and to ours with the promise, 'I will come again, and I will take you to be with me, that where I am, you may be also.'" But this is the Sundays of the church year. It's the time between when Jesus returned to heaven and when he comes to take us to be with him. Or, if you want to be prosaic about it, between the time that we celebrated Ascension and when we start all over again with Advent. Regardless, it's the time between. And the message of the church is, what shall we the children of God be like during this time? What shall we do? How shall we respond? How shall we think and be with Christ? What is our hope and our confidence? Last Sunday, our lesson was that we should not put any confidence in ourselves. The foolishness of looking at any self-righteousness, at thinking we can do anything to better save ourselves. And today, the epistle lesson that you heard before at the lectern reiterated that lesson, saying, hey, don't say who is going to go up to bring Christ down or descend to bring him up. You know, the word of the Lord is with you, it's in your heart, it's upon your lips. Now, don't be so foolish as to say how or who can go and bring God's kingdom to us. God is here. Rather, you are to trust in God. And you are to believe in Him with the heart and be justified. Well, today, the lessons just take us one step further. And they give us a beautiful illustration of just that step, that walk of faith, which the Lord desires, which He requires of us. Yes, maybe only as a first step. In the pastor's office, I spotted a little plaque. It's some words of Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, take the first step of faith. You don't have to see the whole stairway. Just take the first step and be underway. That fits in beautifully with the way Peter operated. Peter. Oh boy. How I love Peter. He's the favorite for me of all of the apostles. You know, normally, when somebody is held up in front of you as an example, here is what you're supposed to be like. I don't know about you, but all it does to me is depress me. Because I'm not doing those wonderful, marvelous acts that they are. And to my mind, I just don't measure up to their high and lofty, you know, status. I simply am not like them. And so instead of being encouraged by their shining example, I am inclined to want to turn away in discouragement and in shame. But Peter. Oh, I love Peter. Here is a guy who is truly human. He's a lot like me. I mean, here's Peter, this great apostle, who Jesus had to say at one time, get behind me, Satan. Because he was thinking of, you know, of his own ideas and wasn't really listening to Jesus. Here's Peter, who acts with great bravery on the Mount of Olives when the crowd comes to arrest Jesus. He grabs his sword and starts swinging it, only to have Jesus, you know, in something that must have sounded very much like a long-suffering groan, say, oh, Peter, put that thing away. Here's Peter, who in spite of his promise, Lord, I will never leave you. I would never betray you. Manages to do so three times in a few short hours. Peter, a real great apostle, right? Yeah, he was. He was a great apostle. But he was a very human person who not only failed repeatedly, but knew it, who recognized his own weaknesses, and yet kept stepping out to Christ. It happened again in our text. There's Jesus. Oh, I want to be with him. And Peter, who puts mind or mouth or body into motion before he gets his mind in gear, says, tell me to come and I will. And I don't think he just stepped out. I think he probably jumped out of the boat onto the water and walked. Well, at least he took a step or two until the roiling waves of the lake caught his attention. And he starts to sink and has to yell, help, Lord! Peter. Oh, how I love Peter. He really is human. He's all too much like me. And he has shown all too many times how easily and often he can fail. Just like me. And yet, he's so clearly ready to jump in again. Why? Because this is his Lord in front of him. This is his Savior. This is the one who has assured him of God's love, God's acceptance, and has demonstrated it so thoroughly that he knows, I am loved, I am safe, I am in the hand of my God. I want to be with him. Imperfect, failing though I may be, he's confident, not of himself, but of Jesus. He's confident that his Lord and God has the power and love to help, to forgive, and to lift him up again, yes, and again. I love Peter. I value his message. And I need his example. For this really is the walk of faith. To jump in. To put yourself into action. Not because of any certainty of your success. But because you trust Jesus. This is the walk of faith. To jump in and get your feet wet, even though you say, it's impossible for me. Because you will trust that the Lord not only can take care of you, but can make it possible. Thinking back once more to that epistle lesson you heard before, it not only said, with the heart you believe and are justified, but then it added the line, and with your lip you confess and are saved. Oh boy, that sounds like somebody's telling you, hey, you believe, then speak up. Testify of your faith. Get out there and witness. Which I would imagine pretty much fills your hearts with unease, maybe even start fear. I'm certain when somebody tells you, go talk to Joe or Susan about your faith, invite them to let Jesus into their heart, immediately you can think of at least 100 things you ought to be doing, right? And that has to be done first before you can, you know, undertake any project like that. And even if you do want to go, you probably have to kick yourself numerous times before you actually get into motion. At least, I know it is that way for me. Why? Well, because I keep thinking of myself. How foolish I'll look or sound. And of how little chance there is that I will succeed. I succeed? There's no chance, but God can. And he can even use me in the process, even if I do stutter and sink. That's the example of Peter. That's the example I can identify with. And yes, it is one which even I can copy. to keep my eye on Jesus, to remember it is His power, not mine, to know that I have messed up and failed many times, but the Lord still claims me, still loves me, still calls me His own, and still promises, I am with you. It is I. Do not be afraid. Is Jesus any less real for us than for Peter? Is He somehow weaker or further away from us than He was from Peter? Does He perhaps expect us to be more perfect, more consistent in our faith and action than Peter? No, I really don't think so. I mean, after all, He knows the very number of hair upon your head. I think He knows us well enough to know just how weak, how failable, how easily swayed and pushed around by the winds of the world we really are. And yet, He chooses to work with us and through us. He chooses to say to you and to me, come. Come to me. Trust in me. Get your feet wet for me, because I, your Lord, am with you. Oh, thank you, Peter. Thank you for your example. Thank you for your courage in jumping out of that boat, although I doubt you thought about it beforehand. Thank you for the love of the Lord, which demanded that you just try to get closer to Him at any time and in any way. Thank you, Peter. That example is one I need. And by the grace and mercy of God, Lord, I will follow. And may that grace and power of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.